it has the potential both for the Islamic world and for the West to be moving in a good direction. That is, for many Muslims in many of the countries where we've seen these popular uprisings, it can mean a life in a society that's far more open, democratic, and in which people really have a say over their lives. For the West, it will mean potentially dealing with more independent allies. But after all, we do that with a lot of other countries. You know, whether it's the U.S. dealing with France, which can be very independent, or with China or India. But I think that that is going to be part of what can emerge, namely that rulers will operate like rulers in other countries the way we do. They'll operate in terms of national interest, and at times that may mean that they will be independent in terms of the decisions they would make.
Do we need to let the dust settle in the Middle East and North Africa before locking in on an effort of diplomacy?
No, I think that we certainly need to let the dust settle before we can make the kinds of, you know, predictions that many people would like to make. But in terms of our diplomacy, you know, I think this is a time to move. We've been supporting autocratic regimes in the region, and that's been a major source, the policies of those regimes, is, among other things, and our support for them, for anti-Americanism. We now have an opportunity to, in most of these countries, position ourselves vis-a-vis our own principles, and that is, you know, to affirm the fact that we support people's rights to self-determination and human rights.
Would this be something that President Obama would do?
I certainly hope that he will. I think that he's been positioning himself to do that, and I think as events have unfolded, I think the administration can move away from what initially looked like an equivocating position, you know, trying to walk both sides of the street, and now begin to move more constructively in support for these situations. And obviously, as governments come into place, to have American aid be more primarily in terms of economic and educational development rather than, as it has been in a number of these countries in the past, for military and security.
What about military intervention on the part of the West?
I don't think that we should be doing that. I think that there are some arguments to be made symbolically and also maybe in reality that there may be occasions where imposing no-fly zones, but we certainly should not be thinking about putting troops on the ground.
Well, once everything does settle in the Middle East and in Northern Africa, should the United States have a unique diplomatic plan for each nation or just have a general principle that applies to all nations?
I think our principle has to be both. On the one hand, the general principle has to be, you know, we said this before, I mean, our country has said that we support the notions of self-determination, of popular sovereignty, of human rights, etc. So that's a generic thing. But then I think you have to deal with each country. I mean, the countries in the Middle East and North Africa can be as diverse as the differences between the United States and a fair number of European countries at the end of the day.